Thank you. you know, two second chapters, or first revelation, like that. Then you all sound like
You can tell him all you want.
All right. All right.
You you see where I'm coming from?
That's it. That's him on the thing, old Drew.
Mm-hmm.
Master man.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to have something to show.
All right. But the master man, you see, is not the same as his face.
Why?
And I say this all about my friends. You don't see nothing you were talking about. You see?
He looked down that book and read a chapter and a verse out there, don't know nothing about the dispensation, the nation, don't know any dispensation. You understand? You see? He thinks that Jesus said he was good.
And you have to experience the thing that
comes to the world of the sin state. And that's the thing.
And you start to have to do it. Dan, you just keep telling
me what Jesus said. You understand? You, if you don't know, you're in a mess. Now, all I want to say, I want to take the one to see this. There wasn't a one righteous, no, not a one.
It took the defense.
See, that's why when he said to me, they were all in the same boat. God needed them, nothing. You understand? They had not been to them about this thing. You understand? But now, since he's offered once to all, and he had another dispensation, now the Spirit takes the place of all of them. And you see that on the field.
Yes.
We know.
You don't really know that.
Now listen, you can try to say, don't you see, don't you see, don't you know.
Now.
Maybe then you know. Okay.
All right, Lee.
Now listen, you can be is because they are what? They didn't have to have the fear to be hearing them. You understand? When somebody's up there speaking and teaching, you see, you've got to reach around in the back. You see, if you don't have the fear, and you don't know what it is, you have the sensation. You understand? And you don't be hearing.
What's that?
That's the fear of them. You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And these connotations about natural things and all those different connotations,
you don't know what it's all about.
You get it? In fact, it's the way you make the things to you now. You get it? All right. Now, there's something coming up and it's good. So, I guess there's no way for him to know what he's expecting to say. Now, this reincarnation, you and them devils were cast out on the other side of the cross. And see, then when they come back, now this is reincarnation. Just before he crucified, you see, he went right back up there to San Francisco, so he said, he's a generation of persons, he's righteous. And they're right. And they put him to this cross. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, what happened was, you see, them same old satanic spirits, they didn't come back after the Lord, that's the one. They brought back, yeah, you understand, the Lord has been brought back to Egypt. And then if you had the last day of that man, he was worse than heaven. Now that's what we need to come here. Now that don't happen like that on this side of the thing.
All right.
Now then, because when the devil takes confidence out of the man, you understand, they're like the devil when they come back on the other side of the thing, they found how all
this and gone.
Then he went and got the whole point of the movie to make the last day that man worth the work. Isn't that right? But now on this side, of course, and listen, I will say this. It'll be a hanging around carrying this long old oak.
All right.
That oak, you see, and like the demon said, I said, oh, yes, that's Pentecost. You understand?
Now, instead of it being like that,
now, you understand? When you ever
going
to see a doctor's friend, you're occupied.
Yeah.
You understand? You're scared of the
No, they didn't understand no part.
So they insisted that I take it back and break it down. So I did that. And I brought it back and I read it again. And they said, well, we still don't understand. And if we don't understand it here, we know good and well the person that we would use don't understand.
Yeah.
So then, I had to work for a living. So I just told Dr. Gross, I said, well, I'll kind of go through it again and work it over. I don't have too much time because I've got to make a living. So I kind of perused through it a little bit. And of course, I'm not a professional psychic. So I had to get, you know, pick it out, you know, like this. That took time, too. So I brought it back, and they still didn't understand. So then I said, well, I'll tell you what you do. You take it to somebody, and let them try it. So he took it to the dean of Wittenberg College in Springfield, Ohio.
That's right.
Is that right, Dr. Gross? Am
right.
I telling the story right?
That's right.
And they offered to pay him to break it down. You see? And he took it, and when he read it, he said, But I tried, so he got the decision and worked with it for, I don't know how long, Dr. Gross knows more about it than I do. Now that's the dean I'm talking about, the dean of Wittenberg College. Now that's a Lutheran college, and they don't call it the college anymore, they call it the university. And finally he brought it back. He said he just couldn't do nothing with it. And the reason why he couldn't do nothing with it, because it took a whole paragraph, and sometimes whole pages, just to break down one word.
That's right.
So then they asked him what he tried, or what he had done, and see if he couldn't do it, you know. And I think you paid him $100?
About $100, yeah.
Then I come down to Cleveland, Ohio. I was in the insurance. I come down from Cleveland, Ohio, and I was to speak in the phrase. And that man comes from Greenberg car just to see him, just to visit. Isn't that right?
That's right.
Well, I spoke that night. The press was bad. Said, well, the man is educated. But I'll tell you one thing. They just don't believe what he says. Now, the reason why they don't believe it is because those people over there are not in no position to go and say another book. So then they got after me after this. And this is what I said to them. Said, look, I'll be back here in 60 days. Now, 1 month I come to Springfield. And the next month I went to Cincinnati. I alternated. So I said, now I'll be back in 60 days. And when I come back, they will be fired. So when I got back in 6 days, they were fighting. I told them where in Korea. And then they took me down to the press and wrote an article in the newspaper. They wanted to know how. You see, that I could tell what was going on. And they could.
How did I know?
He was fun.
When all there, Hamlet,
Jim Sam,
worldwide news media.
Understand?
Central intelligence agencies and so forth and so on. Now, have you? So, I told them, this is what I told them. Now, how could you tell that I didn't? Now, this is what I want to say to you folks. The reason why I'm bringing all this up to your attention, I want you to see what a problem and how hard it is for somebody to get up here and try to tell you something in a way that you can understand so that it will be beneficial and true to you. Now, before you can do that, what you have to do, now this is a must. See, you have to have a profound knowledge.
See,
it just must be that way. Before you can tell a thing effectively to somebody else. Now, when you do tell it that way, you're not careful. A lot of people will not believe you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's nothing new either.
Right.
That's not a thing new. Now, here's what the people don't realize. This is what they don't know. Now, last Friday, a man stands here in his clothes, and the Sunday before, right now, maybe a Sunday week before. Now, we're over to John Littlefield's place. And you pick up those Saturday papers and you see questions of this, that, and the other, all advertised. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
See? And if you read the fine print of the advertisement paper, see? You just see a whole line of it. Is that right?
Right.
Now, the point I want to convey is this. Now, when we were over there, at that place up at the Littlefield, one of the men that was over there that was supposed to come here last Friday night, he has been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Starks was a man that had the knife, you know,
right.
Stand on the paper, you see, and had the little boxes, you know, and had my name and Doc had his name in that, you know. Now you can't tighten me up. You see what I mean? Now you can't do that. See, you don't make no hits with me like that. But now then, that man, he didn't believe in reincarnation. The man that come over here, he believed in reincarnation. See? Now I doubt this. But this audience that you have before me now, that many of you don't know the doctrine that pertains to reincarnation.
Mm-hmm. You see what I mean?
Now, suppose we say this. Pantheistic evolution by reincarnation. Then you wouldn't know. You see, you've asked me to express these things in academic terms and weigh it all up, you understand, and then tell you about it. And then when I do that,
see? Then you don't know what it's all about. So you're a puzzle. And sometimes we'll say, well, listen, I don't see what that man says. How can you do something you don't know nothing about? Get the point? You just can't do that. Now, here, I want to tell you this. Before I forget it, run off. Now, Roger, Kim, that's the girl. Now, you can't fool nobody. You can't fool nobody. But just that. You see what I mean? If you do have the Holy Spirit, you have to prove it.
All right.
See, you just don't go around telling people, I got the Holy Ghost. Why don't you have the Holy Ghost like me? Now, that ain't gonna work.
That's right.
That clarity?
Well, now, when Moses come down out of this mountain, you see, he found these people down here at the garden. Told him not to build that golden calf. Now, that is just as the Pharisees heard what he told him to do. Right? Well, now you see, when he comes back, you see, there's Peter, James, and John here, and Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu here, you see. Then, both of these, they're taken. And I'll repeat too, a bit.
Right.
A complete In other words, we will not keep no Lord's Supper. We will not
partake of any of those kind of loads that is on the other side of the cross. What do you mean? Do you mean that you won't eat no lamb? You won't eat no meat? You say? No.
The fasting I'm talking about is you sitting down eating those things with the consciousness of obedience to the law.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You understand? There's a man back. Look how fat some of these people are around here. They're running around seeing Dr. Harris about overweight. You see what I'm talking about? Just as fat as they can be. Doctor tells me you better take off some of that, boy. Be fat! See? And he. Did you ever see any of that in here? I have lost nobody. Did you get that? Now, in this dispensation, you see, that's power. The power of God, the power of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. In you, what these things all pointed to.
All right.
See, the actual power is in you now.
All right.
There's no more gas, it's a reality.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Now, right. That is where the devil does the thing. Oh,
that's right.
See, that's how he gives himself away. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
The things which are truth might be manifest. You see what I'm talking about? Now listen. Listen at me. Now when he was nailed to the cross, down up of the cross and put in Joseph's new tomb and raised from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can take a Bible and read about that. Anybody. And ask him his resurrection as Dr. McCoy spoke his son. You see? He's going to have to prove a bit of the whole thing. See, he was the Lord that prepared that day, mm-hmm. Miss Father Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Now listen, now that was not contained in the audience that was given to him.
Mm-hmm.
No way else are we having any problems.
Mm-hmm.
but right on just what I'm talking to you about now.
All right.
You see? And that is, you have got to have something to show somebody.
All right.
See? Just got to have it. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
You got to have something to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and something to show somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Messiah said the 16th chapter of Matthew, or Mark, that they shall take up first.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
Now, some idiot went out and grabbed up. Don't tell me I was there. Grabbed up a lamb's neck. What did you do that for? The Jesus said, now look, face it now. Jesus also said in the 26th chapter of Matthew, this bread is this cup.
Mm-hmm.
You said take and eat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they took one thing as literal as they did to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to show you that I'm right.
Mm-hmm.
Die and throw that out of the fire.
Mm-hmm.
By stabbing up a snake,
mm-hmm.
a serpent, or an adder. Or something like that. Trying to show somebody.
Mm-hmm.
How right you are. You see it now?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else comes along and they take a bite. And they study and study and study and study and study and study the Lord. Walk someplace and repeat, recite, and go back and look, carry and recite, and show somebody
how smart they are in the Bible.
You're a couple of verses. You just read. That's right. Well, that's what's going on all over the earth. Now, let's mention this. Now, quality is mean, the plurality of God, more than one. Okay. Now you got sun god, you got a moon god, you got a water god, and you got, yes, you name it.
Right.
See? Then, by 629 BC, see the Romans, and also the Christians, they filled up on power
for
their gods, instead of men, man. You see, according to whatsoever their concept of it was.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now there comes along somebody say, well, you know, I don't believe in that. You see, then you turn right around. He grabbed us from that.
Mm-hmm.
See? This one. See? You idolize me.
Mm-hmm.
See? Somebody else come along with the same organization, idolize him. You with me? And then you get to the is it Jackson? Now that's what it is. But two lives are more than one God. Now, monotheism. That means just one. Well, let me tell you about pantheism first. Now, this is the meaning of pantheism. The pantheistic concept. You remember I told you about pantheistic evolution by reincarnation? I used those words.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, pantheism is the concept that the universe in its totality is God.
That's right.
Now all this in its totality, now that's God. Now the distinction and the difference between that and polytheism and pantheism, you see, they had one thing for the sun and another for the moon and another for this over here. But in pantheism, they just ball the whole thing up into the universe, up into its totality,
yeah,
and made just that be God.
Mm-hmm.
Now what they did not do is draw a line of distinction between matter and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Now I haven't tried to worry you with all these things. I tried to get it over to you in simplicity, the reality of things. And as Paul has said, now I didn't come unto you with excellency of faith, trying to show you how smart I am. But I come to you in all humility. And I want to say one thing to you. Nobody can say that I turn down anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I have not turned down anybody. See? Now I realize, and for the conscious of it, that I do have the advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now I didn't buy that. I did not buy. But listen, let me tell you, nobody has ever been able to get by.
That's right.
Nobody. As I told you, I've been in the colleges, been in the academy, met with the very smartest of men on earth. Studied every known philosophy under the sun. Everything you can imagine and conceive in your common mind. That's right. Now, what did I say all of the things I have said? Why did I say that? Now here's why I said, I want you to realize that it is possible for you to know the truth. I want you to realize that. It is not above anybody's capacity of intelligence. As Dr. Jose Love said when he was on the floor, it is the simplicity of it that proves. Now, in this simplicity,
in this dispensation.
Now you are a son of God. John said, beloved, what manner of love is this? The Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. I didn't say thanks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Now, if you go get your dictionary and look up and find out the reason why I didn't say thanks, yes, I know it's in the Protestant Catholic and the Holy Name Bible too.
Mm-hmm.
The saint is the one who is canonized in the Roman Catholic Church.
All right. That's right.
You see the point?
That's right.
Sons of God. That's what we really are.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only way that you can happen is that just come on out with the breakdown. Because you are the loser.
That's right.
You're the loser. Mm-hmm. Not me. And my job is telling you. Now, when you speak about this test, when you speak about this test, as the brother Matt said, I could have said, this is a God-given talent, and this, that, and is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now look, when you want to go back, and you want to tell me about this, some of the smart folks, you can bring them up to date if you want to. That's right. In books. Telling the book. You understand? And expressing their views in their thoughts on any given subject. Now, this is what they don't know. They don't know how to use it. They don't understand that it is this way. Now, first of all, there is, I said so you can understand it, there is a God. Now that's number one. He's back. Not dead. See? Now I want to get this over to you too. But oftentimes people look at it like this. Well, I'm too insignificant. This irrelevant and not important. God is not interested in me. I have made the grave and scale high. I don't have no reputation. My ancestors are so or the family in which I come from. They didn't amount to nothing, or they did amount to take it either way. They just don't really make any difference. People get all this thing in their mind, and they think that they're not important in the scheme of things. Now I want to tell you, there has never been nobody in this world, and there never will be. Nobody in this room. With no surprise to God. You understand? Every seed that has come into materialization, all the sperm that was ever inspected into a room, taken on shape and form, was present and accounted for with him in the beginning.
All right.
Right.
You understand that? Now, here's Peter talking about. Yahweh is not that.
All right.
Concerning his promise, as some men come back. But it's long time. Not really. You see that now?
Mm-hmm.
Not willing that any should say. But that all should come to repentance. Did you get that? Now that's your little God is concerned about you. See, guys, God did his own
reason in him. Tis not that, but have everlasting life.
You see what I mean? You are in. But now the thing you're going to have to do is learn. And this is the scheme that the devil don't know nothing about. And that is this. You see, we can, as I was trying to tell you a while ago, about pantheism, monotheism. See? You get me understanding? All these different doctrines and philosophies, these ideologies, these opinions, these concepts, these doctrines. See? There's a way that you can tell something happened. I brought the books down here, for example. Didn't we have books here? Did we show you? How many of them got in there? See? Now we put them in there enough time, and then back in Ohio we got books all around them. You didn't get to say nothing at no time.
But we didn't take that book and help you and read it to you.
Now, we're not a set of ignoramuses. We do know the doctrine
of all of these churches.